Tennis Fitness Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the ABF All Business Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Romer Mendez, with my co-host, Mr.
Joe Rich.
So guys, we have a very exciting interview here today. We have DFAC promoter and DFAC pro, Kristen Berard. Kristen, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Just getting ready to promote a huge event, and I just started my contest prep this week.
Contest prep, whoa.
Hey, you got some big things going down then.
Oh, yeah, I do. I got a huge event coming up in the next 3 weeks. So we have 7 events that we're promoting and getting that ready to go. And, you know, starting your contest prep at the same time is not exactly what I call fun.
Well, so your event, you say you have 7 different events, and that's the ABBRX Natural Fit and Day, correct?
So then ABBRX Natural and Fit Day, we did this last year, but we only had 3 events. And last year we had the DFAC Michigan Roar, which was last year was the 2nd year. We're going on the 3rd year for that. We had a USA powerlifting meet, and we also had a 5K and 1 mile kids run. So this year we wanted to take it up a notch, and we added a 10K. We added a pump and run 5K where you're benching up to 30 reps of a percentage of your body weight, and then you run a 5K after that. We also added strongman, and we added a team WOD, which is similar to CrossFit, cross training competition. So we have a lot going on this year, and we filled up with our USA powerlifting meet about a month and a half ago. We had to stop taking registrations because we capped out at 93.
Wow.
No, I know you definitely run a big event there. So tell us a little bit more about it. But you also do have the DFAC Michigan Roar, which is bodybuilding figure and bikini, correct?
Yes, we do. And this is the 3rd year for that. We offer every class. We have the men's bodybuilding, teen bodybuilding, and then we also have women's bodybuilding, men's athletic, women's bikini, women's figure novice, and women's masters. We also added masters athletic this year for men, and we also added masters bikini this year.
Wow.
One thing that we do offer that nobody else offers right now in the DFAC is we offer for fitness model competition. And it's something that I started with ABBRX. And what we do is we have a men's and a women's fitness model category. It allows people to get on stage and wear whatever fitness attire they want and show off their fitness personality. And the men's winner for fitness model and the women's fitness model winner, they get sponsored by ABBRX, and we will pay for up to 3 natural bodybuilding show 1 year within the 1 year time frame from them winning. So it gives them an opportunity to get out there and get more shows, and we will cover the cost as long as they're natural shows.
Wow, that's pretty impressive there. And that's one thing that I love about the DFAC, how all us promoters, you know, we're always worried about how can we take care of competitors? You know, how can we give back? And that's something I know I learned from you, especially, you know, after meeting you, after deciding to go with the DFAC, and how caring you guys were of the athletes and taking care of the athletes first.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, I don't do this to make money. I don't do this to, you know, I don't get a whole lot of that out of this other than, you know, I really try and get people on stage and have fun and make it as affordable as we possibly can for them. You know, we do have the yearly sanction fee, and we do require a polygraph test. But the good thing about the DFAC is if they were to compete at your show, they could come and compete at our show a week later, and they won't have to pay for the polygraph test again because we allow a certain time frame for competitors to compete in the DFAC shows without having to retake that polygraph test. So that's one good thing and one cost saving thing for our competitors. That's good for that.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you on that one there. And again, it's all about giving back to the athletes. I always feel that if you give back, you're going to get more in return.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Kristen, first off, I love your hair. I can't stop looking at your hair.
Thanks.
And what's going on with the, is there a little dungeon gym in the, what is that, your basement? What's going on? Is that your own personal studio? What's happening?
Yeah, so the hair, yeah. It was down to my butt, okay, about 5 months ago, and I decided that I was going to chop it all off. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I went to my hairstylist, and I said, hey, chop all my hair off. I don't care what you do. I don't care what color you make it. You can make a mohawk for all I care. So I ended up leaving with a mohawk. Now, my husband, on the other hand, I walked into our office, and my husband's a chiropractic physician, and he just about fell on the floor. But he's kind of dealt with it since then. And so I have a gym in my basement now. It's great. I figured, why not add a gym if I'm going to come back to the stage this year? So we have a full gym in our basement. I can do everything here. I don't leave to work out. So, you know, my road to the next 32 weeks is going to be pretty easy because I don't have any excuses.
Wow, that's awesome.
So you mentioned you wanted to build your gym because you wanted to compete, and especially getting back to the stage. If you can walk us back, maybe, how did you start competing? If maybe the first question might be, walk us back to the first time you ever picked up a weight. And the second would be, what are the factors that led you to start competing? Or maybe tell us about your first event or competition.
Okay, so I started training back when I was 17. I started getting into the gym. I did what most people do. I did workout classes. And one thing to another. Back when I was 18, 19 years old, I had people telling me that I should compete. But for me, you know, I don't compete because I need attention, or I don't compete for people to watch me. In fact, I try and stay out of the spotlight as much as possible. This is spotlight I've had in a really long time. But I do it because I need a goal, and I do it because I know that I'm not going to be able to do things forever. My mom passed away when I was 4, and now that I have a daughter, I feel like I need to give her some instruction and her some goals, and, you know, she needs to be able to see what it's like to achieve something and to set a goal and be able to accomplish it. The funny thing is I decided to compete when I was pregnant with my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So I was six months pregnant, and I said, you know, when I get done and having this baby, I'm going to, you know, try and get on stage. And I didn't know what the timeline was, but, you know, I've been very into diet and training for so long. And, you know, I'm one of these people that after I had my daughter, I was eating like 3,400 calories a day. So I wasn't starving myself.
Wow.
I was doing pretty well for myself. So I got with somebody that I knew, and I trained for my first competition 7 months post pregnancy and breastfeeding.
Wow.
Wow.
People think I'm crazy. After that, I competed 3 months later, and I won the show that I came up to Michigan. I was living in Florida at the time. It was an NPC show, and I didn't quite know about natural bodybuilding at the time. And I had found a DFAC show in 2012 in Florida that I drove 3 hours to go and do. And I ended up winning the whole show. And at that time, Vicky was there and Rich was there, the co-founders of the DFAC. And I kind of had this choice because I had one Mike Pro card and I had an option to accept the Pro card or try and take a different route. And it didn't take me longer than 2 hours to say, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to be involved in natural organizations. I don't want to try and compete against people that have an advantage against me. And I work my butt off. In 2012 for Worlds, I went down to Miami. I was living in Florida at the time and I competed and I took second place in figure. Wow. In pro figure.
Wow.
So that was my first year of competing.
Now, are you competing back?
That was my first year competing, and no, I'm not. So here's the caveat. I had to take some time off because we moved from Florida to Michigan. My husband owned three clinics down that. I said, hey, I want to move back to Michigan. Let's sell all of our clinics and move back up there. And he's like, okay. My husband's very supportive, so let's just say he's always got my back there. So we moved up to Michigan with our daughter, and I decided I wanted to put on shows and promote shows up here and bring natural bodybuilding to this area, because the only shows that we had are PC shows, and I wanted to bring some natural organization shows up here. And I had talked to Rich Fitter, and he really encouraged me to do that up here. So I knew I wanted to take off time. And the reason why I knew I wanted to take off time is because when I was at the 2012 Worlds, I saw Patricia Payne compete in women's bodybuilding. And I looked at her and I told my husband, that's what I want to look like. That's what I want to compete for. So I took 4 years off, and here I am, acting Patricia Payne, part of TNT, and I'm competing in women's bodybuilding at Worlds this year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Now that you're competing in bodybuilding, what do you say to all the other competitors that you're going to go up against? You're going to bring the pain or what?
Oh, I'm excited. Put on about I competed at Worlds in 2012 at 114 pounds. This girl's sitting at 150. Right now, and I don't have that much fat.
Yeah,
so I'm excited.
I remember seeing you in Miami, and you looked pretty lean there. You know, your muscles were a lot rounder, fuller, and looked really.
Yeah,
lean.
I try and maintain a lean physique. Yeah, I try and maintain a lean physique. You know, not. I don't believe that you can, you know, grow if you're starving yourself. So I really haven't dieted per se. So you know. I've come a long way. I've maintained my metabolism. I do zero cardio, which, might not be good for the heart, but I enjoy weight training too much. I tried powerlifting last year. I enjoy that. So I put on powerlifting meets. I'm a judge for USAPL. So I go and judge powerlifting meets, and that's just my thing. And I try and teach people that, you know, you don't have to under diet and over train and over cardio in order to look fit.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. So what improvements do you think you've made in your physique from the last time you competed to now? I know you mentioned, obviously you put on a lot of more muscle, but specifically if you had to say body parts, what body parts have you improved since then?
So I would say that my lower half. So before I did Worlds, I never lifted heavy. I never did deadlifts. I never did heavy squats ever because I had a lower back issue. And I finally got a trainer in powerlifting and completely improved my squats and my deadlifts. And I had brought up my squats from low hundreds to mid 200s, and my deadlift from I'm I'm guessing 100 to 325. So, you know, learning how to do it properly and training with the right person, who was a friend of mine, probably put on the most size in my lower half to be able to even compete in bodybuilding. There's no way with the physique I had before that I would ever been able to do that because I didn't have the size in my lower half. I've always had a very muscular back, upper half, really round cap shoulders, you know, and I maintain leanness in my stomach. So my lower half is really what I needed to work on. And I was doing squats 3 times a week. And I've improved it significantly.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw you, I think I saw you at the Stephen Lacey show in St. Louis. And I mean, the first thing that popped out of my head was freak. Because your muscles were just like very round. I mean, it was just, you just have what it takes to go very, very far. And you already know that.
Yeah, you know, I try not to be conceited because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that work just as hard as I do. They diet just as hard as I do. I'm just, what I find is patience is key. You know, I knew that if I wanted to compete in bodybuilding or get bigger, that I was going to need to take time off. And fortunately, there are so many women out there, men as well, that, you know, they think they're going to be able to do it in a year. And sorry, if you want to be natural, it's just not going to happen that way. And you have to be patient. So when I meet with my clients, I'm very honest. And I have clients that have been with me for years, and we've taken long, you know, we diet and then we reverse diet and then we diet and reverse diet. And that's the key, is to have patience. You have to think about this. And I talk to people who compete, people who don't compete, just any general person. You have to think about how old you are. And for example, if I'm 32 years old and my grandmother is 95 years old, I have at least another 60 years probably left to live. Let's, I'm stupid or I get hit by a bus. I have another 60 years left to live. What is 1, 2, 3 years to get my life on track? And that's what I explain to my clients. You know, I get clients that come into me that are overweight. I get clients that come into me that are over dieted. I get clients that come into me that have these goals, and that's awesome. Everybody should have a goal. But what you need to realize is it takes time. And in order to do it properly and to maintain it long term and for a lifetime, just take a couple years. It's not going to kill you. Enjoy, and you can still enjoy your life. You know, like I said, I went on vacation. When I go to Delray in where I used to live in Florida, in which I'm going to be doing after Worlds this year, I go to my favorite restaurant every single day. And I don't gorge, but I'm telling you, I like to eat. I mean, keeping plates of food. And it's okay, but I don't do it every day, and I maintain things, and I train hard, and I don't overtrain. And that's okay to do, because you can't live your life in a bubble.
Yeah, you definitely brought up some good points. A lot of people miss the whole balance thing when it comes to the sport, and they put too much focus on a prep or staying in shape in the off season. But you got to live your life somehow. I mean, life gets in the way. But a lot of people don't. They just have this drive, this mental focus, and they don't know how to do both things.
Yeah, you know, the one big thing why people compete once or 1 year and then never compete again is because they didn't understand the balance. You know, you have to, when you decide you want to do a competition, yeah, there's rules involved. There's things that you can and there's things that you can't do. But you don't live that long term for a lifetime. You take a break from it, but you don't go off the deep end. And you still hang out with your family and friends, and maybe you eat a little bit less and you work out a little bit more. And, you know, towards the end, you're going to be pushing home. But other than that, find balance in life, or you're not going to be able to do it long term.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one. Now,
or you're going to lose a lot of friends.
Yeah,
I've totally been there. I have, which is, yeah, it's one of the it's one of the sad parts about the sport. They don't really understand, you know, what goes on if they've never competed, and they don't understand what you're going through mentally or physically. So, I totally understand that part of things.
So, Chris, you mentioned you're making the switch from figure to bodybuilding. Now, I know that from time to time, and I see it often, you see a girl competing in figure. She looks great, but you might think, you know what, she'll be better for bodybuilding. But I feel like nowadays girls are a little hesitant to move from figure to bodybuilding. You know, first of all, why do you think that is? And then second, what advice would you give to them?
So I think what you have to do is you have to find a role model, per se, or an image that you want to look like. And then you need to look at, okay, so how am I going to get there? And is it possible in a certain time frame? I think one thing is, for a lot of girls, is you start looking at bikini, per se, and then you go to figure, and then you go to women's physique, which I think, or women's athletic, and then you go to bodybuilding. Now, the problem is when you start looking at pictures of women who do bodybuilding that are not natural, it scares a lot of women. And you also have to look at what you're going to look like and how long term that's going to be. You know, I can walk in the door and people would never even guess I'm a bodybuilder unless they're in our sport. Because you don't walk around completely shredded. You're not huge if you're a natural female, unless you have a lot of fat over the top of the muscle. And there's a lot of people out there that, you know, post a lot of things that are not natural. So it scares a lot of women. And then they go, oh, well, I can do bikini. When they would look really good doing figure, or some of the figure girls, they just need to get a tad bit leaner and they would look really good in women's athletic. And then going up to women's bodybuilding. So I think it's really the perception. And then also, do you have the drive to get lean enough for that specific class? If you're not lean enough in women's athletic, physique, or women's bodybuilding, you're not going to hold strong because you don't have the heels to help make those muscles pop. You have to be able to do that all on your own, flat-footed.
Wow. So, Kristen, going back to your event now that you have, we're 3 weeks away from the ABBRX Natural and Fit Day. First of all, what does ABBRX stand for?
Okay, so when I was moving from Florida to Michigan, you know, most people in Michigan can relate. There's not a whole lot here that really focuses on health and fitness. If you're coming from a state like Florida, in Florida, there's a lot of health and fitness. And think about this. Do you want to get overweight in Florida when you got to be in a bathing suit 90% of the year?
Hell no.
So I really wanted to focus. So I started to think about what I could do to bring my passion and then also be able to work with my husband, because my husband focuses on sports and we do a lot of sports related injuries and we see a lot of athletes in our office from high school all the way up to elderly. And I wanted to be able to bring in my expertise, which comes from fitness, nutrition, training, and then the competition side of things, and really focus on everybody as a whole. So I started thinking about how can I target everybody rather than just one specific group, like competitors. So ABBRX stands for a better body as prescribed. So ABB, a better body, RX means prescribed.
Well, I like that. That's like catchy. That's very catchy. I like it.
I will never forget that now. So, Chris, why don't you tell us more about your event? Because you're not having, it's not just a bodybuilding show. You're having an actual expo, correct? Or an actual, a lot of events going on at once. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start off with the day, and it's April 16th at Bullet Creek High School in Midland, Michigan. And we're going to start out the day with the pump and run 5K. The pump portion is benching a percentage of your body weight for points. And based on how many points you get, you take a certain amount of time off your 5K. So if you're good at bench pressing and you're not so good at running, you can bench 30 and then take a big chunk off of your 5K, or vice versa. After the pump and run portion, the fitness and health expo starts. We have quite a few businesses, supplement companies coming out. And we also have seminars on the hour throughout the day, speaking about various health and fitness topics. The team WOD, which stands for workout of the day, cross training competition, starts at 9 a.m. And those are in teams of four. So we have mixed pairs, so two guys and two girls. We have four guys, four girls in beginner and intermediate teams. So they're going to be doing various things like wall balls, burpees over the bar, flipping tires, relay race. So that's a really good one to sign up for if you're in off season, I would say. And it's really not that bad. You know, you get with a team of four and you guys work together and you finish out the competition together. After that starts, then we have the USA powerlifting competition. We're capped out at that. We have 93 participants right now that are going to be doing the powerlifting competition. After that begins, we have the 10K race, and then we have the 5K race. So we can do 10K or 5K run or walk. You know, if you're not into running, you can walk it. You know, this Natural and Fit Day, it's for everybody. We even have a 1 mile kids run that begins after the 5K. So I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your fitness level is. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. You can wheelchair the 5K for all I care. We have a strongman competition. So we have teams of, or not teams, but individuals that are women and men that are going to participate in the strongman competition. Now, the strongman competition that we have is geared more for the novice. So if you've ever wanted to try strongman, this is the opportunity for you. We have it set up so that it's not impossible. We also have an open category, so it's going to be a little bit harder for those who have experience in strongman. So I encourage people who may be interested in something like that, women and men, to come out and try the strongman competition. And then after that, we have the 12 p.m. pre-judging for the DFAC Michigan Roar, our bodybuilding, physique, bikini, figure categories. And then all of those go throughout the day. And then we have the 5:30 p.m. DFAC Michigan Roar night show. It's a great day. I encourage everybody to come out. If you're registered for various competitions in the near future, use this as an opener or use this as a closer for your athletic season. If you're not competing this year in bodybuilding, come out and try a different sport. The team WOD is great. The pump and run is great for you. Even the strongman's good. If you're kind of into powerlifting and those kind of things, that would be a really good one. Or just come out with the family and run or walk the 5K or 10K or the 1 mile kids run. We do have a special going on right now that if you register between now and next Tuesday, You enter to win your competition registration for free. So last week we drew a winner and somebody got refunded their competition entry.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, we always talk about that'll go until Tuesday. And I know something like that would definitely help competitors out.
Hey, Kristen, where can they sign? Is there a do you have a website? Where can people sign up or get a hold of you? Where are you sending them?
www.naturalandfitday.com. All of the registrations are available on there. We have limited edition t-shirts. We have regular t-shirts. We have warm-ups for Natural and Fit Day you can order that have our big lion head logo on them. And all ticket sales are also on there as well. Our day tickets to come and watch everything, the expo, the seminars, all of the events, including the DFAC pre-judging, they're all $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Oh, wow.
The night show for the DFAC Michigan Roar, $25 for general admission seating, $30 for VIP. And we even have a combo ticket you can buy, which is $30. It'll get you in the door for the whole entire day and the night show. $30.
Wow.
For all of it.
You heard it, folks. Sign up.
If you register for an event, you don't have to pay for any day pass. Day pass with your registration. If you run the 5K or walk the 5K, I mean, you automatically get into, you know, every event throughout the day for free. The only thing that you have to pay for is if you want to come and see the night show for the DFAC Michigan Roar.
Well, so it's
see all the bodybuilders on stage, see them doing their posing routines.
Hey, Joe, do you want to compete in this?
Hell no. I'm enjoying my off season too much, man. I'm fluffy right now, and I'm enjoying the carbs and all that. No. I'm actually going to listen to you, Kristen. I'm going to take 4 or 5 years off and not even worry about things and just kind of grow. I like your approach.
Hey, that's the way to go.
Same here.
Yeah. Romer.
The way to go. But hey, Romer and Joe, here's an idea. You get 15 people in Buffalo to come in and compete at any one of our events. There's 7 events that they can choose from. Okay. You got your pump and run. You got their 10K, 5K, kids mile run, team wad competition, strongman, the DFAC Michigan Roar, and then the powerlifting competition. And if you can get 15 people or up to 15 register as a team, y'all can win $1,000 cash and a huge trophy.
Woo wee! You heard it, guys. $1,000.
I'll put out a challenge right now. If we can get 15 competitors to go out there, Joe will pay for a van.
Whoa, Roman, what are you doing there, bro? What's going on, bro?
We'll pay for your travels if we can get a team out there to
go
to Michigan. So there you go, Buffalo. Challenge for anyone.
Hey, does that mean that I'm going to be housing all 15 at my house?
Oh, yeah. The more, the better. No, Chris, we've been hearing about this after party. Now,
Now
we're going to be there. Tell us about this after party. What should we expect?
So we have an after party at Oscars. It's a bar and grill. It's a great place. They have 2 sides. They have a live band. They're going to be doing specials on food, appetizers, drinks. It's a great place to hang out. It's downtown Midland. You know, it's probably going to be the place to go after the party or after the event. And it's a good place to get there, talk with other competitors, see how they're doing, and then talk with the FAC Michigan Roar judges as well. You know, we want to get everybody there and have fun and really just kind of support one another and enjoy their after party drinks and desserts.
Hey, Kristen, pick one. Squats or deadlifts?
Deadlifts.
Okay, pizza or steak?
Doctor tells me I shouldn't be doing them anymore. Pizza or steak?
Yeah.
Oh, Pizza in a heartbeat.
Pizza in a, oh man. All right. Oh. That's, oh, you got me there. Strawberry shortcake or My Little Pony?
Oh.
What the hell is a My Little Pony? Oh. My Little Pony. Annabelle. My Little Pony.
There you go. There you go, folks.
So, Kristen, so anyone interested in going, just attending the ABBRX Natural and Fit Day, what can they expect from being there as a spectator?
So, as a spectator, you get to watch every single sport. You can walk around and you can see the pump and run. You can walk around and you can see the powerlifting, the strongman, the teams of four. Doing the team wad. Then you can walk down to the auditorium and you can go to the DFAC prejudging and watch all the competitors on stage during the prejudging show. In between, you can walk around and talk to the different expo booths. You know, we have seminars on the hour, every hour. You know, they're going to be between nutrition and health and fitness topics, coaches, those types of things. So you want to check those out. Everything is kind of mixed in, and it's all in one location. The good thing is that we were at a huge school, and it's all spread out, and it's going to be a great day to just kind of check out all the different types of sports. The thing that we're excited about is 2017, we're going to be bringing two events, one in the spring and one in the fall.
Wow.
So we want everybody exposed to all these sports so they can get involved next year, whether it be in the spring, the summer, spring or the fall, or hey, do both of them. This is a pro qualifier for the DFAC Michigan Roar. So we're going to be handing out pro cards to those who win their overall class, and they're going to qualify for the DFAC World Finals in Miami.
Remember, guys, top two in each class at a DFAC show qualifies you for the DFAC Worlds in Miami. It's, again, it's the only world
show. Yeah,
you got to
win your, you
got to
bring your
qualify
pro card jacket.
Oh, look at that.
You got to win your pro card jacket.
Pro card check. Pro card check.
Look at that. So, one friend at a time, Kristen, if you had to tell everyone, you know, how can they contact you? Give us the website again for the event. And what is it? What are those?
Okay. So if you want to contact us, contact us at info@bbrx.com, or go to our website www.naturalandfitday.com. We also have a Facebook page for ABBRX Natural and Fit Day that you can see all the updated information. We have specials running on there. Monday, if you're a competitor that plans on competing in bodybuilding, powerlifting, strongman, CrossFit, running, any of those types of events, if you competed between February 1st and you, or between now and June 1st, we're going to be running a special for all those people on Monday. So make sure you check out the Facebook page, and you can possibly get 50% off of any registration.
Wow. Yeah, and we'll make sure to link those under the video description here so people can click on it and find the easiest way to get in contact with you, find some information on that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Any final words?
No, I just can't wait to see you guys there. Can't wait to come and MC your show there in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's
and
one thing we did forget to mention.
It's
going to
be a really good time here in Midland.
Kristen will be our MC for the DFAC Buffalo Natural Spring Fest, which is the week right before yours on April 9th. So we are really excited for that here too.
Yeah, you better keep that hair, because you know what it reminds me of? Remember Jem?
Yeah.
It reminds me of the cartoon Jem. I like it. Keep it.
Love it.
Well, you got any requests for color? Because I'm going in for a color off Tuesday before I see you.
Orange. I like to see you in either neon green or orange.
Okay, we'll see if we can work one of those colors in. Maybe I can get a rainbow going there.
Yeah, you might want to check with your husband first.
Yeah. he might not like us when we
he doesn't get a choice.
Oh wow, he doesn't get a choice. Heyo.
All right, Crystal. Well, again, we're looking forward to seeing you at our show here, and then looking forward to attending there. All right, guys, and is there still time to register? Well, not for the powerlifting, because the powerlifting has been completely.
Oh, you can register all the way up until powerlifting's full. You waited too long. But yeah, you can register for any one of the events between now and Wednesday before the event. But I encourage everybody to register in the next week and a half, because everybody's getting a free t-shirt with their registration, and our cutoff for getting your free t-shirt is April 4th. And our special will start for all of those competitors out there who are competing between February 1st and June 1st, and they want an extra to compete in. Make sure you check it out and you register by April 4th so that you can get that special as well.
Well, that's amazing. There you go, guys. Kristen, thank you very much again. It's been an exciting interview. And like we said before, we're looking forward to us seeing you there and seeing everyone there from Michigan.
Yeah, thanks, Kristen. Thanks for being on our show.
Romer, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, Kristen.
Hey, ciao.
See you soon.
Ciao.
See you later.
Or toodles.
Ciao. Ciao.
Okay, bye.
Well, there you go, guys. There's another episode of the ABF All Business Fitness podcast. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah,
hit
do
the
your,
subscribe
hey, whoa,
button.
Whoa. Yeah, do yourself a favor. Hit the like button. Subscribe. And write a comment. Who do you want to see down below? Do something, okay?
There you go, guys. If you guys are looking at this on YouTube again, make sure to subscribe, like it. You can also find us on, I was going to say, Instagram. You can find us on iTunes. And you can also find us on Podomatic if you're on Android. We'll make sure to link all the websites and all the descriptions, just link on the descriptions. Well, put the descriptions in the links. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's
but
okay. He's going to edit it.
Yeah,
you were in the crapper for a long time. What were you doing in there?
I didn't
want
to flush. All right, we got to end it.
Oh, we're stopping. Okay. Are we keeping that? Or
no, we're not keeping that. We got to take it off.
I think we should keep it. We're keeping it.
There you go, guys. See you next week. Make sure to subscribe.
Oh, Kristen's still there? Holy shit.
I'm still here.
Wow. Our producer was, I'm like, when you were talking, he cracks the door open just slightly and he creeped me out. He looks at me. I'm like, what the frick are you doing in there, bro?
It's how we do it here.
Jeez.